little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
LA musician Sasami releases her new album this March. The self-titled record, full of sweepingly melodic, occasionally melancholic, and anarchically experimental pop songs, channels influences ranging from Can to Stereolab. But despite this being a debut, it arrives totally assured. Sasami is classically trained, has done stints playing in LA rock bands such as Cherry Glazer and King Tuff, and her years spent as a music teacher means keeping a crowd tuned in comes as second nature. According to Sasami, if you can keep 30 kids with tambourines entertained, then a room full of drunk adults at a rock show is nothing.
Hi, this is Sasami, and this song is called I Was a Window. I Was a Window is a song about architecture. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I was like on tour with another band and I was writing a lot of songs while I was on tour. And then I was recording them when I would go back home on breaks from tour. So it was just kind of I wasn't even planning on making a record at the start. I was just recording songs. And then by the end, I had amassed so much debt that I had to make an album and sign to a label.
Is that how it normally works? Just become a musician to get out of debt?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought there's so much money in music right now.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I thought most musicians get into debt from the record label and stuff like that.
Not me. I'm Korean. I'm a good business person.
Okay. You've done a lot of other things in music. You've been a music teacher, I read. You studied jazz and classical, and you've done soundtracks and things like that. You've done a lot in a very short amount of time. What's kind of like ahead? What are you wanting to achieve by releasing this music in this way? And how did you get into writing songs as opposed to sort of just playing other people's?
Well, I'm not that young. I'm 28. So I've been making music for a long time just because I've been on the earth for such a long time. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. I started playing French horn when I was in middle school, which is like grade 6, I guess, when I was like 10 years old. And I studied classical music, and then I went to school for classical music, and then I started teaching, and then I started playing in bands. So I've just like played music every single day. So just, I don't know, just kind of, it's like, no matter what your craft is, if you do it every single day, you're going to be super prolific. You know, I never like took a break from playing music at any point. I just like found different avenues to make music. So yeah, I guess just like amassment of many different projects has just been because I'm just working at it all the time.
The French horn is quite a niche instrument. What led you to that?
Because I was weird. Because I didn't want to play the flute or clarinet. I didn't want to be a basic bitch. You know what a basic bitch is?
I do know what a basic bitch is. It's featured quite heavily in one of your videos. You sort of seem to go out busking with the French horn. Was that for real? Did you make any money on that day?
It was kind of a metaphor. I consider myself like a blue collar musician. You know, like I'm always on tour or in the studio or teaching or like doing something. So I'm just, yeah, it was kind of a metaphor for like just traveling a lot and working all the time. And then being uplifted by certain people. Yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. All right, this one's called Not the Time. One of these nights I'm gonna see you dance again. One of these nights I'm gonna feel your arms again. It's not the time or place for us. One of these nights I'm gonna hear your song again. One of these nights I'm gonna be your friend. It's not the time or place for us. But you said that you would save some space for us. Even though we tried to make it work, it doesn't. Even though each time it only hurts for a moment. It's not the time or place for us, but you said that you would save some space for us.
When you made this album, I mean, I did a bit of reading about it, and as you said, you wrote some of it on the road, but then you came home and you recorded it analog in like a proper studio and sort of really good quality kind of instruments and all that stuff. And am I right in thinking that your brother is on this album?
Yeah, my brother Juju, he has a band called Froth, Wichita, also English. He recorded his last two records at the studio where I recorded my album with Thomas, who also engineered my record. So yeah, it was just kind of like I had made these demos and my brother, who I'm really close with, was like, these are awesome. You should probably record them. Like, you should just do it here. So it kind of just like naturally happened that way, where I think a lot of people prefer to work in studios that are comfortable. I think that's like one of the biggest bane of like recording musicians' existences, is like finding a space that's legit enough to make what you want to make, but like comfortable enough that you feel comfortable to like take risks. So it's like kind of a perfect space for that. It wasn't like overly professional, but it had all the gear that I needed to use to make the record. So yeah.
How does that work when you're working with your brother? Do you have like fallings out? Do you fight?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how
does,
you know, do you get,
I mean,
on?
I had to like basically bribe him with pizza and beer every day.
Standard.
Yeah. And points on the record. Classic little brother shit, you know.
What artists at the moment are inspiring you? Because obviously, like, the process of, I don't know, taking in influence and stuff for a debut record is like, it's a lifetime. But I mean, do you feel like that's a release of a lifetime's sounds going in? Or do you feel like it's more like a reflection of, say, like, the musicians you hang out with and your contemporaries? Like, what is it more that
definitely comes out? More music that I have listened to and all the time coming up to making the record. I never, actually, it's really funny because now I, like, listen to a lot of my friends and peers' music. But when I was making the record, I was, like, so not in that world because, especially because I'm making my record to tape and, like, there aren't that many contemporaries that use tape. So I was just, like, obsessed with listening to records that were, like, using, like, tape compression on drums, or, you know, we're using like certain phasing techniques on amps and whatever. I was got really obsessed with like the technical side of analog recording. So, you know, I was listening to a lot of like Duster for like 90s guitar sounds and a lot of like Stereolab and a lot of the Beatles. And then like later in the record, I wrote the songs pretty much over a year. In the beginning, I was really into like Can and like Kraut kind of stuff. Like Morning Comes is the first song that I recorded, and it's like such a kraut rock song. But by the end, I was really obsessed with like Neil Young and like song and like Paul McCartney and like songwriting stuff. So like I definitely, like, even within making the record, I had different influences. But yeah, I think on your debut record, pretty much like every idea that you've ever thought of is like the first time you get to use it. So it's a lot of like just ideas from over years and years of being in studios, because I've been in so many studios.
Are there any sounds that have come out on this record where you're like, oh, that's quite an uncool sound that is filtering through like some deadly uncool band that you didn't realize you were actually quite into sonically?
No, the record's perfect.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, fine.
This song's called Free.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Sasami, and her eponymous new album is out on the 8th of March on Domino. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix. Join us at the same time next week for more live music. But for now, from me, Tom Hall, thanks for listening. I'm sure this happens all the time. There's nothing wrong when we both play along. You say you're older, so you know that it's no fun to be alone. You say you're older, so you know there's nothing wrong with a half-finished song.
'cause our time is running out. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what it means to be free.